me to the fourth case, Mateo Alejandro versus Holder. Ms. Salu?
Good morning, Your Honors. This case has its, at its core, it's about a Guatemalan citizen who is 13 years old when he was being recruited by the government to fight with the guerrillas in Guatemala. So he was also 9 years old when he started to work for the government as a civilian patrol. So when they asked him to join the government to fight with the guerrilla, he refused. He is too young. He doesn't want to die. He had seen people die, you know, during the war. So he ran away from Guatemala because he's afraid for his life. He went to Mexico. He arrived in California when he was 17 years old. And he applied for asylum in a year after he arrived in California. He arrived in 1989, applied asylum in 1990. The Department of Homeland Security filed away his application, and one day after 16 years, they decided to adjudicate his case and referred it to the court. So now, Mr. Alejandro is 40 years old.
Let's go back a little bit earlier. How old was he when he was recruited?
13, Your Honor. Was 13 years old, and 13, about 13 or 14.
And he was a member of this group until what age?
Until they asked him to join the government and really go for the war with the guerrilla.
And
that's
old,
when he ran away.
And how old was he then? What was his age at that
when
point?
At that point, he was about, he said he was not really sure. During the trial, he said he was 13 or 14. Then he ran away. But he arrived in the United States, in California, when he was 17. He went through Mexico, then here, United States. The immigration court, in his decision, made it sound that the respondent should be thankful that he had the 16 years or 20 years to be here in America. But, Your Honor, you know, for more than 20 years, you are in limbo. You don't know you're going to be deported tomorrow. And the Department of Homeland Security just filed away your file. And now, Guatemala, there's no war in Guatemala. Whatever the war in Guatemala before is now just a memory. So the court says you don't have any issue. You are not even persecuted. Guatemala, there's no future persecution for you because Guatemala now is in good condition. It's not at war. But the court, this court, had recognized that to refuse to enter the army could render one as a refugee. This court also recognized that a person can still be a victim of persecution even if he manages to elude his persecutors. The government had said that there was no substantial harm, but this court had also held that threats to life may constitute persecution, and threats to life, I believe, even though if you are not have been tortured, if you know that you are going to be killed, is a substantial harm.
Now, he was not threatened by anybody before he ran away, right? At 13 or 14 when he ran away to Mexico, there was no one in the government that threatened him or none of the soldiers threatened him if he didn't continue or... I just want to make sure I'm understanding.
No, he was not actually threatened, but he knows he's going to die, but he's 13 years old. How could anybody go...
Oh, no, I understand he's 13, and that's a very difficult age, and particularly to be doing what he was doing. I just wondered if any of those soldiers he was with threatened him or threatened to kill him or anything like that.
No, you're
not. Not before he ran away. Okay.
I reserve a few minutes.
Thank you, Ms. Salud. Mr. Harling?
May it please the Court, Nicholas Harling for the respondent, the Attorney General of the United States. Substantial evidence supports the Board's denial of asylum, withholding of removal, and cat protection. In this case, Mateo Alejandro failed to establish past persecution when he was never physically harmed in Guatemala, and the Court has recognized that threats alone will constitute persecution only in the most extreme circumstances.
In your brief, you pass off the fact that, well, he wasn't a child soldier. What was he?
Your Honor, the reason why the government does not raise the child soldier issue is...
Well, you did raise it in your brief, but you passed it off.
Well, he doesn't claim to be a child soldier in his brief to the Board or in his brief to the Court. And even if he were to be determined to have been a child soldier, that mere fact alone does not entitle him automatically to persecution. Mr. Mateo Alejandro also failed to establish a well-founded fear of persecution. At the time of his immigration hearing, he had been in the United States for 20 years. The civil war which he fled had been over for 13 years, and he presented no evidence that anyone in Guatemala was interested in harming him, despite the fact that his entire family remained in Guatemala and presumptively could have supplied that information. Having failed to show a well-founded fear of persecution, substantial evidence supports the Board's determination that he also failed to establish a clear probability of persecution, which is necessary to receive withholding of removal. Now, in his brief to the Court, he does not reference the Board's determination that he waived his cat claim. However, what he does say is that the Board failed to make a determination on that cat claim. Yet, any failure by the Board in this instance is irrelevant, given the Court's recognition that a failure to establish a clear probability of persecution for withholding of removal necessarily precludes someone from establishing a clear probability of torture.
Suppose we were to disagree with you with respect to his past status and thought that the way he was treated as a youngster in Guatemala amounted to past persecution, then what's the government's position?
Normally, the government's position would be, if this Court were determined that past persecution was established, the government would argue that the proper recourse would be to remand the case back to the Board to determine whether the government could establish either change country conditions or whether relocation within the country would be possible. However, interesting in this case, in making the well-founded fear determination, the Board actually recognized that there have been changed country conditions. So the government's position would be, in this case, if the Court were to determine that he did suffer past persecution, that we already have that changed country conditions determination, and Petitioner's Counsel recognized that previously in her argument to the panel.
Can you shed any light at all on this terrific delay between the filing of the petition for asylum and the government getting around to it and acting on it?
Unfortunately, Your Honor, we don't know exactly what the cause of the delay is. It is the government's discretion when they bring the NTA against an alien such as Mateo Alejandro that has affirmatively applied for asylum and not received asylum before the asylum officer. Some possible explanations could be the fact that throughout the 90s and the early 2000s, Central America experienced various civil wars. There were various natural disasters such as hurricanes and earthquakes that resulted in temporary protective status being given to certain aliens from Central American countries. While Mr. Mateo Alejandro was never granted such temporary protective status officially, it's very possible that the government decided not to bring the NTA yet because it would be very difficult and probably not advisable to remove him at that time. However, by 2006, when the NTA was issued, the Guatemalan Civil War had been over for 13 years, I believe, and there was no temporary protective status available for Guatemalans at that time.
And did he never file any of those special forms to get protected status, did he?
No, Your Honor. There's no indication that he did. The panel has no further questions. The government would request that the court deny the petition for review.
Thank you, Mr. Harley.
Thank you.
Mrs. Sedler? Ms. Sedler?
First, I'm going to answer your question regarding if he filed under the NACARA and ABC settlement. He did not. He filed late. So he was denied for this, you know. He might not have been threatened by the guerrilla or by the government, but just the fact that he has no freedom and he was 13 years old, he was 14 years old, what would he do? He comes here. There is still war in Guatemala, and the Department of Homeland Security just filed away his application for asylum. Now he's 40 years old. He can't speak English. He had resided here longer than he had resided in Guatemala. He might have his parents there, but he, in his own belief, he is afraid to go home. He believed that those people who knew that he ran away are still alive. And the new regulation, anyway, had said that the harm does not need to be that the same harm, like, you know, due to religion or due to member of social group. It could be any harm for the fear of going home to your own country where you have been persecuted. And I ask the court to grant her asylum and remand it back to the immigration court. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Salad. Mr. Harley, case is taken under advisement.